In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Your Father knows what you need. He knows. You dream and you plan, and yet still you cannot add a single hour to your life. You work hard and give your kids the best education possible, and yet it is still the Lord who gives food and clothes. Education is a gift from God. We dare not trust in it. We dare not trust in it to somehow provide for us or for our children. Like all gifts, we use it, but our hearts must remain holy to the Lord. Retirement also is a gift from God. If able, we enjoy it. It's a gift, not a right. And our heart must still remain holy to the Lord. For an idol is not simply something that you bow down and worship. An idol is something that you trust in to take care of you. Something that you trust in to give you a good life on this earth. So do not worry if you get a C instead of an A. For the Lord will provide for you in ways that you cannot possibly even imagine. Do not worry if you don't have quite enough to retire, or if you're a bit hesitant if it will really last. For the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised. He feeds his children with vegetables, bread, and meat. And then he also gives donuts, cookies, and cake. He fills your closets and wardrobes with endless stuff, your house and garage, with more things than you know what to do with, so you just want to get rid of it. He's given you laughter, happiness, joy, peace, and prosperity, excitement, and even energy. He gives far more than what you need to survive, far more than what you have asked for, far more than what you deserve, because he is your Father. He also gives you his life. He gives you his righteousness. He gives you his salvation. He forgives you all of your sins and fills you with his Spirit. You have peace with him through the blood of Christ. Sometimes he multiplies the flour and the oil. And some people pass through fire and the lion's den unharmed. Sometimes your cancer is cured, your surgery is successful, and your body is healed. Sometimes your Heavenly Father brings his children to him through violent means, through war and bloodshed, through terrorists and bombs, through earthquakes and floods. Sometimes your cancer returns with a vengeance. Your surgery is completely unsuccessful, and your body is weak and crippled. And yet he still knows what you need. He still will do what is best for you. He'll never forget you, never overlook you to move on to someone else. You have his heart. You are the very apple of his eye, and he will do what is best for you in every situation. For he is the Lord who takes care of the tiniest little gnat and the largest galaxies. He is, he creates, he gives, he provides. He hasn't missed you. He feeds the birds, and he also will take care of you. The devil seeks to fill your heart with doubt. Did God really say that he would provide everything that you need? The devil wants you to think that God somehow cannot be trusted. Because you really do need to retire. You really do need a bigger vehicle. You really do need health care. You really do need a new phone or a new job or this or that. It's endless. So like a spoiled kid at Christmas, we're disgusted with the gifts that God has given to us. Because we want something more, something better. And so we failed to trust in our God to provide for us and instead have looked to ourselves to take care of our needs. And unwittingly, we have taught our children to do the same thing. So it troubles us when they're not doing so well in their education, when they're slow at learning, reading, math, science. And yet we completely ignore their confusion over the Bible stories, the Ten Commandments, and the Creed. We ignore our own ignorance over such matters. For who of us can recite the Ten Commandments, the Creed? More than anything else in this life, we need to be taught the Word of God. And yet for some reason we have put that as a secondary importance. More than anything else, we need to be taught that word of God. For what good is it if you retire? What good is it if your children succeed in life and yet somehow you forfeit your soul simply through apathy? Repent. Your trust must remain solely in God, not just for heavenly things, but also for physical things, for your daily bread. Your future does not depend on yourself or your education, but it depends solely on the Lord. He is your Father. Don't forget those birds. Don't forget to look at the flowers in the field. Don't shift your trust away from the God who died for you, who baptized you, and who loves you to the end. For the Lord did not become a bird to save the birds. He became a man to save you. He wears human flesh, and human blood runs through his veins. So you have a life that is far more precious and far more worthy than any bird could possibly hope for. For God died for you as a man. He rose with his body for you. And he ascended into heaven as your brother and promises to come back to take you to be where he now is. He has not forgotten you. He will provide. He's never negligent. He keeps his promises. He will provide for you not everything that you want, but everything that you need. So whether rich or poor, well-fed or hungry, whether you are like Elijah eating only bread for 2-3 years, or Israel in the wilderness eating manna for 40 years, or you are able to feast on whatever your heart desires, your trust must remain solely in the Lord. He gives and he takes away. So do you see how his promise now sets you free to live for heaven? That you don't need to worry not even one second about your life here on this earth. Your future is in the hands of your God. Even the best of food spoils and the finest of clothes will someday wear out, but God's righteousness is fresh and new every morning. And each day that you wake up, you live in his kingdom. Right there, because God is still your Father each and every morning. So strive for what is lasting. Seek his gifts, his grace, his righteousness, his life, his mercy, his goodness, his peace. Seek his word, his baptism, and his holy supper. For through these means, he gives you all that you need. This is your true wealth. This is your true life. You are washed in Christ. You are sons of God and heirs of heaven. Often God shows us our true wealth by taking away the illusion of money, education, and health. That is, he makes us suffer so we realize what's really important in our life. Who cares whether our house is updated or whether we wear nice clothes? Who cares if you did well on your exam? Who cares even if your yard is looking nice? Who cares whether the stock went up and your retirement funds increased or decreased when your child is lying on the operating table? Your heart breaks and money can't fix it. Your worries cannot help. They only render you worthless. And yet there stands the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. There stands the God who bought you with his very own blood and your children and your loved ones. There stands his righteousness wrapped around you in holy baptism, urging you to look back at his cross. It's wrapped around you and your children and your loved ones. There's that righteousness of Christ. There stands the body and blood of Christ, a gift which overcomes life and death. A gift so that you may continue to live even after death. Oh, the happy heart that trusts in the Lord. He will never be forsaken by his God. Oh, the blessedness of him whose God is the God of the cross. He will never see death, but he will pass over from this life into a better life. So sometimes we need to stare death straight in the face so we recognize what's really important in our life. Sometimes we need adversity, pain and sorrow, loss and hardship and sadness So we boldly confess with our lips and with our heart, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He alone is my salvation. Though death may come today, tomorrow, I know I will not perish in Christ. Though I may lose my goods, my fame, though I may lose my children and even my beloved spouse, I know I still am wrapped in Christ's righteousness and I still stand in his kingdom, and so do they. Still trusting, still unwavering, as tears and sorrow fills our souls, still trusting, still unwavering, because our God is the Lord of life and death. He's the God of the cross. He feeds the birds, and he also knows what you need." So to know Christ, to receive his kingdom for free, to eat his body and drink his blood, to wear that righteous robe given through baptism, these are your great treasures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.